this kind of illustrates Catherine when she got baptized. She was 6 months old. She screamed through the entire thing until the moment she was dunked underwater. Then she was quiet and happy the rest of the ceremony. It was like the devil left her.
Wow.
Get ready. It's time. Christina, Catherine, Lisa, Amy, and Lauren. Welcome to the Cimarelli Podcast.
Hey, I'm Christina.
I'm Amy.
I'm Lauren.
And we're Cimarelli.
And today we're joined by
our mother,
Lynn. Or Line. Don't somebody call you Line?
Like yeah. in other countries.
Yeah. In when we're like touring and stuff. We're here with Line.
Lynn has joined us on the couch today.
Woo! Oh. Kath is out and Lynn is in. Because Kath's on maternity leave. And then Lisa actually was going to be here today, but she didn't end up being able to because of like Chad's schedule with his treatments and such. So Lisa, if you don't know, is supporting her husband through his cancer treatment. So please keep their family in your prayers. But she was actually going to be here today. But she'll be in probably in an upcoming one soon, hopefully.
Yes. So this is episode 205. Guys, I just came back from the trenches of war and I'm still frazzled. So bear with me. I was trying to put Tristan to bed, aka her child, but she just screamed and screamed and screamed and screamed.
It was a weird day.
It was not normal. Normally, she's so easy. But today she said, well-behaved women don't make history.
So true.
That's what she said. And that is the... I literally made a joke to Betsy. I was like, wait, she's so well-behaved, she's not going to make history. Mm. And then she said, I'm going to make history. Should I walk into the Disney building? I'm going to make history. So, yeah, that was Tristan making history and taking years off of my life. And now we're back with 205 and Lynn, because Lynn is in, apparently. That's her campaign slogan. And
Lynn, yes, I'm the new write-in candidate for president.
And she's going to tell us our red flags. Mm-hmm. Now, is this as people or from our childhood or both?
Is it all from our childhood?
Childhood.
Our red flags from our childhood.
We saw that you guys loved our episode of Our Assistant Tells Us Our Red Flags. Like, that was our most popular episode of the last several months. So we're like, you know what? We should do that with our very own mother.
Very own personal mother.
Yeah. So our very own personal mother is going to tell us our red flags today.
Yes.
So that'll be fun. But first, we're going to start with
our highs and our lows. Woo!
Highs and lows of the week, everyone.
Yeehaw.
Okay, let's see. Easy. My low of the week. I think it was it yesterday? Yesterday was my low of the week because there was a mishap, aka Tristan woke me up at 2 a.m. That was
the
mishap. She said,
well-behaved women.
But she just kept screaming, like doing a scream and then stopping. So it's like she wasn't like screaming for me to come do anything. It was just like scream.
Stuff. I feel like that's like actual torture.
It was weird. Yeah, it was like a scream and then it'd be like, okay, I'm going to fall back asleep. Scream. I'm going to fall back asleep. Scream. And then I finally figured out that I think it was like teeth. I was like, wait, is she teething or something? So I finally gave her teething stuff and then she passed out. But by then, it was like, then I couldn't fall asleep because I was stressed. Then as soon as I'm about to fall asleep, then Barrett screams.
Oh no.
So it was like a weird, normally they both sleep pretty dang well, but then there's like always these weird flukes, you know. So then how did that take me out for the whole day?
Because that's so much stress and little sleep.
It's the stress plus it's the stress and sleep deprivation combo that will get you. So that like really took me out for like the whole day yesterday.
I literally can't imagine.
I was really taken out. And then I ordered groceries and they were supposed to be here in between 6-something and 7-something p.m. And they didn't get there until 8:30.
Oh, wow. You're already asleep.
Well, no, because I was waiting for them. So then Nick stayed up with me, stayed up till 8:30. We both stayed up late, and he helped me put them away. And I was like, is my love language acts of service? And then I was like, it's literally every single thing.
Yes.
Because I was like, wow, I am so loved. And I was like, is that my love language?
Not sweet.
Yeah.
Well, I think literally all of them are mine. I'm like, how do I have one?
Well,
doesn't make sense.
Everyone feel loved with all of the things?
No, there's some people who are like, oh, I don't care about gifts or I don't care about insert whatever. I care about this. I do not relate to that. I've seen people say that.
But if anyone does any of the loving things,
do you know
you will
what I'm talking
it.
About?
Yeah.
I do.
Do you feel like you like, oh, I don't care about this one. I really care about this one. You are gifts. Yeah.
Well, actually.
Giving.
Gifts yeah. given. Yeah.
Give, giving gifts is one of yours.
I don't
yeah.
really care as much about what I
see?
Get.
See? Okay.
I mean, if I didn't get a gift on Christmas, I'd be mad.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'd be like, what's going on here? I am clearly
yeah,
not
yeah.
loved.
Yeah. 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 So that was my low. And then what was my high?
I don't know. I'm like trying to remember.
You got a new shirt.
You did. It's a great shirt.
Pretty much every single person today commented on my shirt, and
it's
just
so
a shirt.
Good.
But everyone's like,
the color
oh
is great.
Pink.
That with like your hair, and
it's
you also
cute.
Never wear pink. It's yeah. new.
Okay, everyone's freaking out. So.
It shows your personality so much more for you to be wearing like bright, like stunning colors. You
absolutely.
Know?
So anyway, I don't know what my high was. I'm trying really. Oh, you know what? Actually, I would say my high was kind of throughout the week, different days. I've just been really like in a good vibe with the children.
Ooh,
in a good spirit.
Good.
As Alex said, we're not allowed to say vibe. We have to say spirit.
Yeah.
Because it's like sacrilegious or something.
I'm
I don't know. Okay. So anyway, I've been in a great spirit with the children to where... I don't know how to explain it, but it's just like,
you're all just
it's like some days
together.
The kids are just screaming at you all day, but then some days, this week, we're just like
having fun,
BFFs.
Living it up. That's nice.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, but it's just, I don't know.
Love
like, I feel like
you.
Barrett and I are really like,
you're more in sync.
Yeah, I don't know how. When Barrett and I are in sync, when we're not in sync, so hard.
Yeah.
So anyway, yeah, Barrett has been so easy this week.
Wow.
Not like running down the street. I don't know how you survived that.
So that's that. Next.
That's good. I'll just go. My low was my phone broke.
Oh, yeah.
And it just like turned off. And then it was like trying to turn back on, but it wouldn't turn back on. So
you
were just stuck on the
Kim
Apple
Kardashian
logo.
Pioneer photo shoot?
Yes. I was. Chronically offline, and it was so scary. And I just had my laptop, and I was like, I have to just stay home the rest of the day and just use my laptop because I can't be without the internet.
What did you do on your laptop?
Text people and go on Pinterest and watch.
Love Pinterest
things.
Okay.
I was literally like brought into the kitchen, and I'm like on Pinterest eating.
Oh my
and I'm like
gosh.
Talking to them downstairs, and I'm like checking my texts periodically
on
my laptop.
Pinterest
but then
is a safe space.
I had to go to the Apple store to get it fixed.
I didn't know that. You went.
By myself.
I offered to go with.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, the day before when you said.
But I didn't want to go the day before.
Oh, okay.
So
well, then you were just like, never mind.
Oh, never mind then. I went by myself by choice,
okay.
I guess. and they fixed it, and that was nice. And I didn't have to pay for anything, so that was cool.
Because
first, they're like, oh, you might have to pay like $500 if it's like a problem with like the hardware or whatever. And I was like,
so what was it?
I don't know. We just had to restore the whole thing, though, which was kind of annoying. But I had it backed up. From like the night before, so it was fine. But it's like I had to like erase everything and reboot
Ew.
It.
And you didn't have to pay?
Nope.
Oh my gosh, amazing.
I know. Because I guess you only have to pay if they have to like do like
wow, that's cool.
physical work on it. I don't know. But that was my low, being chronically offline. My high
gosh.
Was that today I finally slept.
Amen.
What?
Because I've been
yet?
On an anxiety bender. That's what I'm calling it. For the
Girl.
Last 2 weeks. It feels like a bender. I feel like a bender is something that you do, though. I didn't do that. It just happened to me. But where I couldn't sleep and I was so anxious for like 2 weeks. And I'm finally coming off of my bender.
Love that.
And I slept last night. And then I woke up today and I was like, wow. I need to wash my sheets.
Oh,
wow.
Love
I need
it.
To go for a walk. Well,
I
I've been going on walks
today.
Anyway. And like, ooh, I am going to get my life together because I can.
I love that.
So that's my high. But now I'm super tired because I'm off the like anxiety thing. And I'm like, oh, I'm tired. But I'll take that over the anxiety bender.
Okay. Let's see. Well, my low is right now. No, my low is right before I'm fine right now. My low is about 10 minutes prior to now. That was so stressful. Children are so scary.
They are.
But don't let that deter you. Just listen. You guys, everyone always says it, but like, they're truly not accessories.
You have to like be real prepared to go to war. Okay, totally. So think long and hard before you have a child. Are you ready to go to war? The answer is yes, then go for it.
But you could have a potato baby who are easier.
Yeah, okay, but who knows? Still,
they're going to scream for every... They potato scream babies even scream for a while sometimes. Like, you just have to be prepared for the occasional battle. Okay, and it's okay. You're tough. Your child is tough, but you're tougher, I think.
Yeah, probably.
I would hope. It'll test your limits. Woo. Anyway, my limits tested. I don't know. My high... Oh, this is like a presumed high. Like, I think it'll be good. I don't know if that is the correct use of the verb in that phrasing of the verb, but whatever. I'm going to go to my friend's house to go hot tubbing on Saturday.
Oh, wow.
And I'm so excited. I love a hot tub. And she has a gorgeous, 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 gorgeous house. So I cannot wait. I'm so excited.
Okay.
Cute.
Line?
Are you
line?
Line? I don't answer to that.
Wow.
Well, I mean, it's not my name, so I don't like recognize it. It's like, what's my line? That used to be a TV show. What's my line? my high, I had a bunch of highs. I had a really high week.
What?
Wow. I got a new refrigerator and has a fancy screen.
Such a cool refrigerator.
It.
And you got it for half off on accident.
And that was awesome. Your old one, which is my high.
Yeah.
Oh.
There you go.
Oh, that's Nick's so high.
Yeah, Nick's going to, I already know. I know Nick's going to be like, this is my fridge and freezer, my personal one. And he's going to put, we're going to have separate fridge and freezer. I can tell you right now.
I honestly love that.
He's going to put all his food in there and be like, yes, this is where all my stuff is. And you know what? That's fine, right?
Some power.
You need it. Get it out of my
his
fridge.
And hers. Sinks, his and hers. Fridges.
Yeah, exactly. And then we're remodeling the lower level of our house.
Ooh,
so crazy.
Ripped it's out cool. the carpet and put in all new flooring. It looks
wait, I didn't
amazing.
Know that.
Yeah.
What
and then
floor?
It's
a vinyl plank.
It's a LVP, luxury vinyl plank. So
luxury
looks like,
vinyl plank.
So it looks like wood.
Yeah,
you
it
know?
Looks like wood.
But it's really easy
gosh.
Care. It's gorgeous.
It's actually it's
but the
very
movie
pretty.
Room?
That's next. We haven't done that
it's
one
gonna
yet.
It's going to have
what? Are you going to do new carpet?
New carpet, paint, you know, sick. Fix it up. And
oh
then we got all of it painted. We put in a gym in the garage, and we put in rubber flooring in there. We repainted all of it.
What?
Sick. When
all this
and the garage had, yeah, all this week.
Oh my
gosh. And then there's a fireplace downstairs that had this really ugly tile that came with the house, and so we ripped that out and put.
Did you? Is the retile done?
Black marble around it. Yeah, it just finished. So it's
really send pics. I gotta see.
You gotta just go.
Or you can just come over.
Oh, well, yeah.
You're 2 minutes
you're
away
really
right now.
You're really far. Sorry.
Yeah, and what's really neat, I think you guys will appreciate this in the gym, which is in the front half of the garage, repainted it. And there was this piece of trim that goes down in the middle of the wall, like in a stair step pattern, you know? Mm-hmm. And so I painted underneath it a dark blue.
Oh!
And the trim is white. The trim is white, and then the paint above it is sort of a real light tan beige kind of color.
Like an accent.
I love an accent.
Yeah. It looks really cool, especially because the trim is like in a stair step, so it's kind of neat looking.
Yeah, I know.
Love that.
About.
So, yeah, so that's been a big high for the
cute.
Week.
That's so fun. I love a remodel.
Right? And then low, Jesse woke me up in the middle of the night. My dog.
That's the dog.
What is it with these people?
Doing what?
Just start barking in the middle of the night.
Oh, that's scary.
Absolutely not.
Who
do you think Lynn is?
She has like little nightmares or something. And she'll start going, woo, 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 woo. But she's asleep, right? And I'm like, stop. You're waking me up. So no, she has to sleep out. Side of my room so that she doesn't wake
gotcha.
Me up with her dog noises.
I got it.
Oh, goodness.
Okay, then we can get into our main topic.
Oh, no.
The red flags. But before we start, I need to tell you guys, if you want to watch every single full episode, you have to join our Patreon, patreon.com/Simarelli, linked in the description. You get every single full episode. You get all the past ones, all the past series we've done. We did one called Things We Don't Talk About. I actually don't know the other series we've done on there, but I should probably get a list so I can tell
we've
you guys.
We've done a lot of good
what
ones.
What are they? Secret Life of an Influencer. Secret Life of an Influencer.
Oh, what's that was a good one.
Oh.
I found that one today.
We should put some of those on our TikTok.
Wait, is that the one where we're telling all the, what's the one where we're telling all the stories of our career?
That was you. That was like me. Monday
That's
story
a Christina
time.
I did a story Monday time story time.
Where I went through the whole like behind the scenes stories of
Wait,
our career.
Wait, we had
beginning.
A whole series where we told a story every Monday. Yeah, we did a story months, time. Months and months.
Oh
that
my
was
gosh.
So fun.
You had like Sister Spill.
Sister Spill. What was that? Well, I can't
was,
remember
like,
any
mini
of these.
Podcast,
okay, there's a bunch of cool
and then
stuff.
There's
on
Lisa's
there.
Wacky Wednesdays.
Yeah. Oh. Lisa's Wacky
there's
Wednesdays.
There's so much content. Wow.
Join our Patreon, linked in the description. It's a great way to support us, and we appreciate our patrons so much. And you get to be the part of Lauren's Take. We get those questions from the patrons only. Oh, and there's different tiers. So one of them's like Birthday Club, where you get exclusive Patreon only birthday merch. And is that the one? Wait, what is Birthday Club the one where they get
a video? Yeah.
No, they get a birthday video. Mm-hmm. Then there's one above that, right? Where you get to Zoom with us.
Yes. And you get the hoodie.
And you get all the birthday stuff too, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So anyway, there's a lot of cool stuff. And there's one where it's an exclusive live stream with us every single month. And we spill something about our career. Like something that we haven't announced yet. Like a song snippet or like a video. We show part of it. We do something every single month that we don't show publicly.
Yes.
So it's pretty fun. All right, so let's jump into this. So, Line.
Yeah, Line.
We're doing the red flags.
Give us the deets.
And,
you know, when you say red flag, that sounds like it's going to be something bad, necessarily.
Yeah, I thought of a couple bad things.
Yeah,
and,
I could
well,
think
then
you should probably
few.
Go.
It's like, Lauren's an angel. There's nothing bad about her.
Okay.
She blocked out anything bad about me.
Oh, she was
a
biter.
Red flag.
That's
a red flag. That's a red flag.
But I only bit you guys because you were harassing me.
She didn't bite me. She never
bit me. If you were like grabbing me or something, that was how I could fight back. Because I was too weak.
Red flag looked like she was possessed when I went to get her up from her neck. Every time she was the scariest one.
What does that mean?
It was kind of like Tristan. You were the scariest to go get up from after sleeping because you would be like... You would look like disheveled and very angry. It was scary. And it was a lot like Tristan.
Well, good.
So those are my red flags that no one asked for.
Thank you.
I love it.
That's great.
I can't think of any for Amy.
Perfect.
I mean, Amy...
Wait,
you didn't
Lauren.
Say any of me, Mom.
Let's start with Lauren.
Oh, well, you did a bunch for Lauren.
No, you
can
hear yours. Okay.
Well,
so first red flag for Lauren. Give us the first one.
Well, she was really a good kid, but she
not
didn't
a red
flag. Hang out with Alex all the time. And they were both like quiet terrors in a way, you know, because they would cause trouble
the
together.
Yeah.
Like when they snuck outside and rode the dirt bike when they weren't supposed to, you know.
Oh, that was bad. That is dangerous. We would like ride the dirt bike like off of a cliff and
what?
I was like, okay.
Was it Alex's idea to do these things?
Yeah, and I was just like, okay.
Alex was older, so you know, he was the instigator.
That's just like Michael.
And he was always such a quiet terror.
And
you know?
We were both like stuntmen. So we do a lot of stunts.
So Alex like, let's do this. I can't picture Alex wanting to do a
I
bunch
will
of
just
stunts.
Like on the skateboard
there.
Or the rollerblades. Like we
really?
Were always doing unhinged things.
So Alex,
well,
like,
yeah,
let's
you
do
didn't
the
know
stunt.
Because we would just run off and do stunts
they
by ourselves.
In silence. They
yes,
moved in
and
silence.
That's what I mean. It was like everything that was. It was just one giant red
so
flag
you can't
of
have
mischievous silence. You know.
You can't have
so
introverts that hang out
because like. That versus like Michael and I, like the older brother, younger sister duo, was like the two extrovert ones and then like the two introvert ones.
Oh, yeah. And you didn't find out about their stuff till after the fact because they were so quiet and sneaky, you know.
That's so funny.
You guys would always catch you red-handed because you were like loud.
You did not move in silence.
But I didn't even want to do it. I was like, fine, what? Michael. Fine. He would just be like, we're going to do this. Like, okay.
Yikes.
Okay, so what's your first red flag for Amy?
Hey. Well, let's see.
Nothing. I'm perfect.
I know. It's hard to think.
I was the perfect child. Sorry.
Well, Amy caused a lot of laundry because she would change clothes like every 5 minutes.
I loved a costume change. She would pile
all these weird clothes on. You know, put socks on her arms for long gloves and, you know, weird things on her head that weren't really hats, but she'd wear them as hats, you know. And she'd put like shirts and dresses layered over it. And they didn't go together at all. Just, you know, weird prints.
That I support so that.
Funny. I still wear like 5 outfits per day.
Do you?
Like, I do. I change.
I never noticed
10
that.
10 times during the day. Always.
You know, I feel like you would expect Amy to wear more extravagant outfits today because of that history, you know?
Maybe she got it out of her system.
Maybe I should try.
What? Did you get it out of her system?
I'm going to send a picture because I have evidence of this and my wild fashion taste.
Okay, so we'll insert that into this.
We have evidence.
Wild.
Okay, first red flag of Lisa.
Lisa. Well, let me see if I can get my list up here.
Lisa, for me, is another hard one to think of red flags for. As a child, she was just so, like, nice.
To you.
To me. And she wasn't, like, sassy, and she wasn't really funny like she is now, which is weird. She didn't say, like, jokes like
she was more just, like, down for the ride.
Well, right. She was another one of these introvert, you know, silent terrors kind of thing. I mean, I did find a couple things in the baby book remembered. She was a big rule tester. So, like, she would get into, like, the spice drawer, for instance, when she was little, and I'd say, get out of the spice drawer, and I'd put all the spices back, and then she'd just keep getting into it, just keep pushing the boundaries, you know, always trying to see, where's the edge here, you know?
That's really kind of unexpected, but also makes sense.
Yeah. Because she's very stubborn. Like,
well, because to me, stubborn. As a child, Lisa was not stubborn at all. She would go along with everything I said. I'd be like, we're gonna play this. She'd be like, okay. And I'd be like, oh, Lisa. Catherine would not. Catherine would be like, I want to do this. But Lisa would always play whatever game I wanted to play, which this, yeah, at some point she realized I don't want to do that. I think she was happy to play as a child, that after she got to a certain point she wasn't so happy. But yeah, Catherine would always be pushing back and really stubborn. But Lisa, I remember just being like, oh, Lisa, even as teenagers, Lisa, I'd be like, who wants to go with me to do this? And Catherine would be like, not me. And Lisa would be like, oh, I want to go. So Lisa for me was like so easygoing and like,
Not to me.
As the older sister.
No. She's not as easygoing as an older sister.
But now
no, she was a terrorizer to Amy.
She's very nice now.
Yeah.
But that took a while.
Okay, now Kath. Kath is easier to think of. The red flags of Kath.
Catherine, here this kind of illustrates Catherine, when she got baptized, she was 6 months old. She screamed through the entire thing until the moment she was dunked underwater. Then she was quiet and happy the rest of the ceremony. It was like the devil left her.
Oh my God.
I mean, it was literally the second she hit the water. It was just such a striking contrast. And I thought, wow, this is really symbolic. And you and Michael were there, and you two were actually little angels through the whole thing. I don't know. Maybe because you're already baptized. I don't know.
Shocking.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay. You should talk about, well, maybe not. Maybe I'll give too much away, but just generally, without giving away your other red flags for Kath, just I feel like they need to understand how different she was younger than she is now, because I feel like people wouldn't get that.
Well, okay, so she was...
But don't give away all your red flags.
She was very stubborn, and she would get mad at me, and, you know, because like I would say things like, you know, she would ask me over and over, and I'd say, no. And I'd say, and that's final. And then she would go, and that's not final.
I got a mouth.
That is so Barrett. Because Barrett always says to me, like, the opposite of what I say. So he goes, like, for some reason, he keeps going lately to me, too bad. And he keeps saying, Mommy, I say, too bad. And I was like, you can say that. Because I got mad at him for saying it when I was like, you need to do whatever. And he's like, no, too bad. Because he was saying it to, like, talk back. So he thinks he's not supposed to say too bad. So he keeps saying that stuff like that to me where he's like, Mommy. Oh, he goes, you don't get to tell me what to do. You're not in charge of me.
Oh!
Excuse me. Because I said that to him, Barrett, you don't get to tell me what to do. You're not in charge. So he said that to me. You're not in charge of me.
Christy.
Wow.
And I'm like, this is reminding me of Kath when he does those things. Like, this is kind of like Kath. Okay, so
first. Tristan will be very much that.
No. She's a really dramatic. No. Okay, first red flag of me. Red flag
you.
Of me.
Well,
no red flags of me. Never had a red flag.
Well, I mean, when you were real little, your nickname became Beanie. Right,
yes.
Because it was Christina Bobina, which morphed into Beanie.
I never knew why that was.
And so cute. Because you were so bossy with your siblings, your nickname became Bossy Bean. You were the Bossy Bean.
You could imagine me being bossy.
Never.
Yeah, no, never.
All right, back to Lauren. Next red flag of Lauren.
Lauren, this is hard because... Like, really,
she
was just
didn't
that
do anything.
One big one. No, I mean, the stuff you did, I already said it was always like silent and sneaky, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, there are things that were maybe not so much red flags, but indicative of her personality now,
like
maybe.
Beige
okay.
Like,
give us one.
Came up early. Well, like, she always had this unique sense of fashion. She would ride around on her skateboard, and she was really young, and she had like this favorite pair of camo pants, like cargo pants,
so ahead of the time.
And this black t-shirt, it was like her favorite outfit.
Even
she put this
you were
on
in your season.
And she would like rollerblade around, or you know, because she started riding a bike really young and skateboarding really young. She was like two when she took off on the skateboard.
I did not.
So this was just like
two
part of her tomboy.
On the skateboard?
Yeah.
It's kind of like Barrett actually doing that.
Yeah.
Barrett is so scared of the skateboard. Yeah. Okay, I tried to teach him and he's scared. And he is 3.5.
But he's great on the bike, so not quite.
Yeah,
he's like a gymnast.
More stable.
That's true. Okay.
That's really good. Wow. I was too.
That's hot.
Not really giving red flags, Mom.
It's giving.
I know. I'm sorry.
Okay, Amy, what's your next red flag for Amy?
Well, Amy would fight going to bed every night for years.
Of course
years.
I did.
I mean, everybody, she had siblings in the room, so it wasn't like she was alone. And Lisa, in particular,
they
but
would
Lauren,
ignore me.
They'd be like, Amy, stop.
They would ignore me. Listen, it's
did not
called
it
wasn't anxiety.
In that room.
Yeah. It's anxiety.
But remember, there were people in the room with you, so I don't
know
why you were anxious.
I was scared that they would fall asleep before me.
But you made sure they weren't going to fall asleep at all.
No. I don't know why. I just like could not handle that.
Wow.
You know,
I feel so like funny. I could have helped now if I was in that room, well. But I was not in that
I always
room.
I knew Christina would have had my back.
But
I
was not
know.
There.
But she wasn't
on
there.
Porch.
She wasn't in there.
I was across the
sometimes
hall.
When I was asleep, I would walk around looking in people's rooms and be like,
oh,
what?
My God.
What do I do?
That's scary.
Wake them up.
Because I was like, what do I do? This is so creepy.
This is creepy. Okay,
that's really
okay.
Sad.
It was sad.
Yeah,
it
that
was
is
hard.
Sad.
Well, no, you know what my real red flag is? That I would projectile vomit every day.
Oh,
as
well,
a baby.
Yeah,
that
you
is,
did do that.
That was a red flag.
I was going to leave that one out, but since you mentioned it.
That is a red flag.
But that was called being lactose intolerant and me not knowing that. And then you'd have some milk or something dairy, and then it would just like fly out like a fire hydrant.
Oh, my.
Really gross.
And now I have like 7 different kinds of cheese in my fridge.
Sweet potatoes, right?
So guess who won? Me.
But we didn't have sweet potatoes very often, only on holidays.
And then I'd throw up.
She'd get really sick. So after like 3 holidays of that happening, I put it together finally. It must be sweet potatoes because that's the only time we ever had them.
Oh, gosh,
that was something else.
That was a wild time.
Next one of Lisa.
Lisa, when she was 2, she would start crying that Amy was hurting her. Now, Amy was only like 6 months old. And she was in a frog suit because her hip it was you
hip
know, she had
dysplasia.
Right? So she was totally incapable of hurting anybody.
And my gosh, Lisa!
And so she'd be
that's
crying.
A real red flag.
She'd be crying, Amy hurt me! And I would say, Lisa, you know, that is not true. And then she'd start laughing.
I think she just wanted to, like, bring the drama.
Apparently.
Oh my gosh. That is a red flag. Okay.
That is so funny. Wow.
Oh my goodness.
Oh yeah. My gosh.
That would be like if Barrett was like, Tristan hurt me. Like a year ago.
Yeah, when she was little.
That's wild.
That's
okay.
So funny.
Next for Kath.
Well, she ran away from home when she was like, what, 5 or 6 years old? Oh, she had an apple and a pair of clean underwear. she didn't really like run away far. She ran up to like the top of the cul-de-sac, and then she decided it was not really in her best interest to leave. So
she was obsessed with running away.
Yeah, I don't know where that came from.
I'm running away. Okay,
Mom, that was my real red flag, is that I ran away and I took all of the younger siblings with me. And we went just like over the hill for like an hour. And you guys all came out, and our bikes and everything were just at the top of the driveway. So it looked like we had been kidnapped. Me, Danny, and all the little boys. And you guys were all screaming, hello, hello, hello. And then you were so mad at me. And I was like, how dare you be mad at me when I ran away because I was mad. And I was like, I'm going to run away again. But I didn't.
That's so scary. I hope Aaron
but knows. That was scary for you guys. Like, obviously, I
Lauren
see that now that I just ran off with all the little kids.
That's so scary.
Yeah. Ooh. But we were fine.
You know, even a leader that, well, you went to basically someone's house that we knew, too, even though you didn't go
there. You were just in their yard, basically.
You were in their yard.
I mean, you know, by the time you did that, that was after Alex had gone off to lunch with the neighbor when he was 3 years old and didn't tell me, and the neighbor didn't tell me, so he's missing. So your dad calls out like the National Guard, and there were like helicopters searching and all this crazy stuff. And then here comes a neighbor's home from lunch, and Alex comes home, and I'm like, "Where have you been?
He just wanted to go to McDonald's."
And then the neighbors are like, "Oh, what? Well, he said he told you." I'm like, "Why didn't you tell me?
He's only three."
Wait a minute.
We moved when he was 4.
Was Alex the one who like secretly got in the car?
Yes.
When you were going to Costco?
Yes,
he hid under the back seat of the minivan. And, you know, fortunately, it wasn't too hot that day, but it was kind of warm. And I just happened to open the back. I'm like, what are you doing in here?
Wait, because you could have left him in the car the whole trip.
Well, absolutely.
Oh, that's dangerous.
Scary.
So you can't have
to check for children.
You can't have a stumpy introvert child. Oh, wait, no.
You checked before you left?
No.
When you got to the store?
When I got to wherever I was going, I happened to look in the back.
This is so scary. You happened to look in the back.
Yeah.
But listen, Barrett,
why would you look at the back?
Barrett would never do that.
I think I might have had something back there that I wanted to get and take in. Ooh. And then God he was like, back there under the seat.
That is such a nightmare.
Yeah, I mean, you could do a whole podcast episode on Alex's red flags. Like when one of you guys was, when one of the younger ones was being born, and then the Mansoors came over to watch you all, and he set up like thumbtacks all down the steps. So.
Wow. See, Barrett would never hide because he tells me where he's hiding. And then he's like, oh, I'm gonna hide here, is that okay? I'm like,
that is
you're
so
not supposed
scary.
To tell me where you're
that's
hiding.
That's really
sure.
funny.
Okay, next, who are we on? It's you. Oh, me. Wait, did we just do Kath? Oh, the running away one.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, next for me.
Yes. Let's see. Well,
this is so funny.
Your nickname was Crisis Tina. And that was due to the frequent meltdowns and always having a crisis and, you know,
mortal wounds
fighting everybody about, yeah, and having mortal wounds. I mean, it was just, you know, lots of different crises. And that's still her name in my phone, Crisis Tina.
Yeah, I do answer to crisis. Alex calls me Crisis.
Your dad does.
Yeah, right. Multiple people say crisis, and I'm like, what? So there you go.
I don't call you that personally.
I call you Chris.
Yeah.
I mean, you have Amy's current crisis, but really, you're the originator of that.
Yes. I feel like I am definitely a crisis junior.
Crisis junior.
All right. Lauren's next?
So Lauren was a tomboy. She constantly hung out with Alex, and they played in the mud all the time, and, you know, just all the boyish stuff. She
good times.
You know? She was not a girly girl at all. She's tomboy.
You were obsessed with clothing, though, too. It's funny.
Right. Yeah.
So but I would wear, like, Alex's clothes, too.
Yeah. Wow. She pulled that into her fashion sense.
Love it.
Yeah.
Any more?
Oh, you want more there?
We can do
okay.
a couple for each one.
Okay.
We'll just do a couple now for the last round.
Well, I mean, this was kind of a fun thing. When she was 4, she was always acting in the skits that you were writing and filming because you got a video camera when you were 12. And so you were always making all these movies, and you would always, the bossy bean would come into play. Here, we're going to do this one, and this is what you're going to say. And you'd give Lauren all these lines, and she would memorize all of them perfectly. And
I don't remember that.
Yeah, well, I do.
I don't know that either, which is weird.
I wrote it down in that little journal that I wrote for Lauren. That's where I saw that. I was like, oh, yeah, that's right. Because it's hard for me to remember a lot of this stuff because, like, I was in survival mode for years and years. So whatever I wrote down in the journals, that gets my memory going. And then I go, oh, yeah, that's right. So that was one that I read earlier. And then I was remembering all of those fun videos that you used to make. You used to do, like, those James Bond kinds of things. And Lauren would be, like, you know, her and Lisa, they would be, you know, the stars of those times. Or something. I'm doing all kinds of wild things on the stairs outside and and under the stairs. You'd, like, hide under the stairs. You'd film people doing weird things using the stairs and the trampoline and, you know, all sneaking around the property.
Sneaking around the bed.
Any last ones for Lauren? We'll go to Amy.
Let's see. Well, not really. I mean, I just have some notes that she was very athletic. She rode a bike at 4 without training wheels. She started skateboarding and rollerblading very young. She joined the swim team at 4 and was the second fastest 4-year-old in the whole league.
Wow. Okay. Wow, I really missed out on that because I stopped doing sports when I was like 10.
Oh my gosh.
I could have been something.
I was saying, Lauren, you were running.
Dang,
and I didn't
Lauren.
Even know she was athletic, actually. I didn't even know
she was. She was.
Yeah.
She was very athletic.
I am really going to take that with me.
Great. She had great balance, you know, I mean, because she started of the rollerblades and the skateboard and the bike real young, and she just was very coordinated. And then when she joined swim team, she was immediately good at that. So, you know, just kind of a natural athlete.
Lisa was the same.
Lisa was too.
Lisa was like really little when she started like rollerblading. Remember how young she
was? Lisa had like really powerful lower body strength. So when Lauren was more balanced with the whole upper body and all that, but Lisa was more like that. Like she was really good at ice skating. Like she took some lessons and her coach, like within a couple lessons, she came to me and she said, this kid's got a lot of talent. She could actually like go to the Olympics someday, maybe, you know, that kind of thing. And she gave me a pair of ice skates for her because she was so sold on how good Lisa was. Yeah. But Lisa had like all the makings up because she had this great lower body strength. She had great balance. She had all the grace and the dance and the rhythm because, you know, ice skating is all about, you know, when you're doing to music, you have to have rhythm and dance skills and lower body strength and all that balance. She had all that. Well, it was a long ways away. She just didn't like, you know, going that far. And
maybe
it was
Lily
difficult.
Won't be into it,
you never know. Lily's probably got that too, right? Lily's already showing all that musicality, so.
She's a performer.
All right, let's go
like
to Amy.
Amy.
Red flag, stopped growing.
Yes.
that was a big red flag. Oh, my gosh. That was a bright red flag.
That was a red flag.
Yeah, that was a tough one. She didn't grow for like 2 years. And literally, it took you to all kinds of doctors and specialists. They tested you for like everything in the world. And then finally, one person, an endocrinologist, checked your genes and found that you were missing a teeny tiny piece of one gene, which was enough to qualify as Turner syndrome.
Oh my
gosh. Then we were like, oh, okay, well, that makes sense because, you know, height is not one of the things that goes along.
Wild that it took so many years
because it's so rare.
I
feel like it's more of a thing.
Your pediatrician had never heard of it, so
that to me is weird. I feel like it's very, I feel like a lot of people know about it nowadays.
Oh,
I
now think they that's do because true. Yes. Almost everyone hears it when you do genetic testing.
Yeah.
That's one of the things they test for when you're pregnant. So actually, everyone kind of knows about it now and is scared about it.
Yeah, they are
don't
really
know,
scared
like,
about
actually
it.
Actually, what it is, but they're scared.
Yeah, it's like a very scary diagnosis to get for a lot of people. I've seen TikToks about it, and I always comment, I'm like, you'll be okay.
All right, so what do you want to say for Amy?
Yeah, anything?
Give them a picture of Amy as a child.
Her cough used to terrify everybody everywhere we went.
That's the red flag.
She had
she had asthma. And then she would cough.
What did I not have?
It was during a time when there SARS. Was a disease called SARS that was around, which was kind of like COVID. It was actually related to COVID, another coronavirus thing.
Oh, and strange.
There was a really gnarly cough that went with it. So everybody always thought Amy had SARS and she was going to kill them all. They'd be like, get her away from her. She's sick. Why is she out in public? I'm like, she's got asthma. She just coughs. Leave me alone.
Oh my gosh.
Oh gosh. So that wasn't really like a personality thing, but that was that was a part of Amy.
That was a red flag though. All right,
what
else?
Goodness.
I don't know. Just well behaved. I didn't make it.
Straight. You were very social and you would give people tours of the house.
That's my red flag. When you were 3 years old. I would show everyone your messy house.
Oh my gosh. That's true.
Wait, what?
I showed them the entire house.
Oh my gosh. She would.
Here's the laundry room.
Yes, she did. It was terrifying. Laundry room was always like 2 feet deep in laundry.
Junk drawer.
Oh man. Yeah, right?
Here's the toy closet.
You know, I should have been a realtor.
Not the toy closet.
I should have been.
Dang. Oh, I missed my
I know. And then like months the later, they would still remember her and they would say, so how is that Amy?
See, I got the personality for it too.
You did.
I've been so many homes.
But I mean, it'd be just some random person coming in that we might be somebody new that I didn't even really know very well. And she would grab their hand and say, let me take you on a tour of the house. And then she would take every room. And then this is where Christina sleeps. This
I love the house.
Laura sleeps. And this is where I the boys it. Live. And this is, yeah, all that.
But it's not ready for guests.
You were the original Miss Congeniality,
yes,
I think.
Yes, I was.
Or is that all for Amy, you think?
Yeah, I think so.
Or that I ran away on the, well, not ran away. I got lost on the boardwalk and made so we didn't go on vacation for years.
That was the scariest red flag.
That was very scary. Oh my gosh.
It was not my fault.
Well, I'm sure.
Well, you had the
same color shirt. I literally remember.
Okay, so we were on the Santa Cruz boardwalk, and Amy was. What were you? Three?
I was maybe four or five. Some. I was young, little.
So there were, I think, two kids below you. So there would have been Alex and Lauren. Lauren was a baby. So that's what, seven kids, right?
Yeah.
And we're on the Santa Cruz boardwalk, which is, if you haven't been there, it's right on the ocean. On the Pacific Ocean, and it's a boardwalk with lots of rides.
Huge.
And it's known for having a lot of weirdos hanging out there.
Here
we are going on the rides, keeping track of all the kids. We've got them all cornered in the corner, getting them lunch, and really like, and then all of a sudden it's like, where's Amy? Oh my gosh, where's Amy? Amy! And we're looking around and there's no Amy. I'm like, oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
I had this bright pink shirt on and I wore it specifically
so
you could see. And so we're running around. We don't see her anywhere. I mean, she's gone.
So stressful.
And so Dad went off. I had to stay with the rest of the kids because
we're
not going to run around the boardwalk with six other kids, you know, including a baby.
Yeah.
So you might lose more of them, right? So I've got like visions of missing children posters running through my head for the rest of my life.
Did you guys have cell phones at that point?
No.
Ooh.
This was
before
all
that.
You
didn't have cell phones.
So there's no cell phones. No, nothing. So I couldn't even like contact Dad when he was on the other end of the boardwalk, you know, try to get like an update or something.
That's,
I mean, this would have
so
been
crazy.
Like 1999 probably.
Yeah, probably 99.
And so Dad alerted like the people who worked there. They had like security people kind of around different places. And they had walkie-talkies so they could talk to each other. And 20 minutes went by. It was like the longest 20 minutes of my life. And I'm looking at all these weirdos walking by thinking, oh my gosh, my child is gone. And then I started praying. I thought, you know what, I'm going to try Mary. So I started asking Mary, could you help me out here? Could you intercede on my behalf? Could you just ask your son to find my daughter, please, you know? And right then, the second I uttered this prayer, the security guy goes, we found her.
Wow.
I'm like, what? Oh my gosh, you know? And so, sure enough, she was on the other end of the boardwalk, and it turns out she had followed the only other woman around with a hot pink shirt on, thinking it was me.
I can literally still see it in my brain. Like, I can see the shirt, I can see the lady, and I can also see myself making the cop guess my name. That's all I remember. I can remember falling the lady, and I can remember making the guy guess my name. Why? I don't know. Guess. Yeah. I was like, what's your name? I was like, guess.
Guess?
Like, why?
That's really funny.
Then all was well, and we didn't go on vacation for years.
No, it was too scary. No more vacation. PTSD.
Thanks for listening to the Cimarelli Podcast. To hear the rest of this episode, join our Patreon at patreon.com/Cimarelli, where we post every episode in full. You can also watch all of our past seasons and Patreon-only episodes when you become a patron.
You've been listening to the Cimarelli Podcast. Follow Cimarelli on Spotify and subscribe on YouTube. You can also find Cimarelli on Facebook and Instagram.